After further review, perhaps we didn't do this correctly, because this episode is for the worst division in the NFL. Of course, I refer to the AFC West. I'm Kyle, the student of the game, and to my left, here are Weasel and Chris asking me why on earth I didn't start with this weak-ass division in our descriptions, in our episodes here on the draft. Although I will say this much for Kansas City, they swept in with their first-round pick and got Dontari Poe, and I mean, I know he doesn't have a lot of game film. I know he doesn't have a lot of stats in college, but I love his combine performance. It tells me there's a lot of potential there. And guess what? Romeo Crennel, somebody who can develop defensive talent. I'm just saying. Recent departures include that of Brandon Carr, LaRon McClain, Kyle Orton, and of course tight end Leonard Pope. But they also acquired Peyton Hillis and tight end Kevin Voss, former Giants/Raider, and also Brady Quinn. The reason why I forgot that is because no one really cares about that part. But anything to add there, gentlemen?
No, good. Moving on.
Well, that was pretty damn simple.
No, but I think you nailed it on those.
I do like the fact that they did pay a lot of attention in their draft to drafting offensive tackles. After they got Poe, they got two offensive tackles to try to bring up their running game with Jamal Charles and Dexter McCluster there. So that's a fantastic thing on that front. Anyways, moving forward, we go to the Denver Broncos. So their recent losses, tight end Daniel Fells, also Dante Rosario, Brady Quinn, Eddie Royal. Broderick Bunkley acquisitions include Mike Adams at safety, Andre Caldwell, Joel Dreesen at tight end, Caleb Haney at quarterback, Brandon Stokley at receiver, Jacob Tammy at tight end. Oh, and Caleb Haney at quarterback. And am I forgetting anybody?
One big name you're missing.
Who? What?
One bigger name was traded away.
Wasn't traded away.
But received. Released. Tim Tebow, of course, right?
Tim Tebow.
And, of course, the one we're leaving out because I'm sick of this damn humor is Peyton Manning. He will be throwing to two former Colts, Brandon Stokley and Jacob Tammy. And also, on the defensive side of the ball on his team would be the man who picked him off for the winning touchdown when he was a Saint, one Tracy Porter. I like the fact that they got a defensive tackle with their opening pick. It was in the second round. But they also drafted another quarterback in the second round as well. I like that move because, well, as far as backups go, Caleb Haney's who you got? Seriously?
He's tall. 6'7".
Oh, you're talking about the draft pick.
242 pounds.
Brock Osweiler.
Out of Arizona State.
With a name like Osweiler, it has to be good.
Gee.
They're saying if he would have came out last year, he would have been a first-round pick.
Really? Interesting. So, see, here's the thing that drives me insane. Well, that pick means that after Peyton Manning retires, he'll still be able to develop. Yeah, you know who else that could have been useful for? Tim Tebow. Just saying. Anybody else think I'm crazy here? I mean, well, yeah, I'm crazy, but I'm not wrong. In any case, let's go ahead and head over to the Oakland Raiders. Kevin Boss, the tight end, is somebody who they've parted with here. Rock Cartwright as well. Samson Satili, their center. Chaz Schlines.
Schlines.
Cameron Wimbley, Jason Campbell, their quarterback, and of course Michael Bush, the running back there as well. Didn't really acquire a whole lot of other big names that I see. You gentlemen got anything free agent wise? I mean, I'm not counting the draft picks. Yeah,
quarterback Shante Spencer and Ron Bartel.
No, I meant somebody big.
Yeah, that's all I got, man.
Shante Spencer, of course, former 49er slot corner. And the offensive tackle they drafted that represented their first pick occurred in the third round. So as far as drafting goes, not much of a factor here. I mean, it's not that their team was bad.
They just traded a first-round pick for Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer, exactly. And that's who they're going to rely on to start, obviously, next year. Chris?
The correct enunciation is... Schillins. Schillins.
Schillins. What site you got that from?
Huh? I just Googled how do you pronounce Schillins, and that's what's popped up.
If it says it on the internet, it must be true.
How do you pronounce? But how does it know if you're trying to pronounce Schillings or Schlines?
But it's not. How do you say Schlines if there's an I before the L?
What's that?
How do you pronounce I before the L?
Oh,
it's S-C-H-I-L-E-N-S.
So it's Schillings, just like yes. I said, bitches.
So I'm like, how do you get Schlines when it's
because I misspelled it multiple times.
Twice it's in the game.
The worst that could be is
hey, well, hold on.
Schillings. Schlins.
Hold on, I resent that, Weasel. Okay, I'm the student of the game, not the student of grammar. Bite me, okay? Come on, dude. That's not fair. Anyways, okay, so Schillings.
Schillings.
Fancy a shilling. Anyways, right. So, Chaz Schillings. That just feels wrong. Anyways. Because I've been doing it wrong for so long, perhaps. Anyways, so moving over. I mean, anybody else have anything really to add for the Raiders here? I mean, they got McFadden. They got Carson Palmer.
They lost Michael Bush.
They did lose Michael Bush. We did cite that. Yeah. I mean, that gives them. They also lost Rock Cartwright, which, I mean, this just gives them less of a rotation at running back. I mean, I don't know, Chris, if you can check, who's somebody else that they can even use as a runner at this point? You know, I mean, McFadden, of course, was the one that got you your big points in fantasy last year, unless he was hurt. Yeah, no.
Pretty much.
Happens to running backs. Yeah. Right, Vikings fan?
Too soon.
Oh, sorry. What about Tober?
Tober.
There you go. See, without him getting hurt, you don't ever get to say you have been. I'm glad I gave you the opportunity to do that with your new headphones because you were just like you were. Do it again. Go ahead.
Tober.
Okay. Now that we're done with that car wreck.
I'm looking up the wide receiver or running backs right now.
You don't need to look up the right wide receivers. All right. I know it's Schillings. Okay.
It's still Schillings.
No, but I mean, I still don't understand a lot of stuff they're doing. Like, there's a lot of cleaning house. They fired Hugh Jackson, the coach. Didn't need to do that.
They got Mike Goodson running back.
Who?
Mike Goodson.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so right.
Rashawn Jackson. He was a rookie last year from Virginia. McFadden. And they got Lanier Miller, who was a rookie last year from Fresno. So they got a lot of youth there.
That's very nice.
Lots of utes.
did you just say ute? No. You got something, Weasel?
No.
Okay, with that, let's go ahead and head over to the San Diego Chargers. Their opening pick was a defensive end. That kind of makes sense for me. Their defense, well, really their team in general kind of stinks right now. They did part ways with Vincent Jackson and Mike Tolbert, two of their best offensive weapons, second and third, because, of course, we all know Antonio Gates is the bread and butter. They acquired Michael Spurlock. They reacquired Charlie Whitehurst. They got Atari Bigby. Jarrett Johnson, linebacker of the Ravens. I like that pick. LaRon McClain from KC. Robert Meacham, Eddie Royal, Dante Rosario, and Roscoe. Thank you, Parrish. Former Bill. So we got a former Saint receiver in Meacham, two former Broncos in Rosario and Royal, and Parrish, a former Bill. I like that group to throw at. I think this is a crew that even Philip the Fraud might be able to do a little sum with. Unfortunately, their defense still leaves something to be desired, I think. Weasel, what about you?
Well, they did help it out by picking up Melvin Ingram. That was pretty much when you watch NFL
end.
Network. If you watch ESPN, they were all raving that pick and how he dropped. And people thought he was going to go way before. So that was a good pick out of South Carolina.
He was supposed to be a top 10 pick, but he's got short arms.
He's got short arms?
Yeah.
He's like got T-Rex arms.
they're like 32-inch arms.
Aw. Little arms.
That's really great. You know, I that makes a lot more sense to measure a defensive arms than it is to make an O lineman do the vertical jump drill. I'm just saying. So with that, we stretched out this division.
Their second pick came as a defense tackle as well, and the third was a safety.
Right. I mean, other than Luis Castillo, their defensive line, not really anything to be shocked about. So I think we stretched out this episode as much as we could for the AFC West. Weasel, who you got?
I mean, I guess I'll go with the Broncos. I mean, I don't think they're going to go far or anything, but in the playoffs, but I go with the Broncos.
Chris?
With this division, I got the Broncos.
Peyton Manning factor, 3 for 3. Broncos it is. And if you think this division has something to offer, after you get yourself committed, please feel free to email us at thesotg@gmail.com. Of course, you can check out the website, www.thestudentofthegame.com. Follow us on Twitter at thesotg. And, you know, you can subscribe to us on iTunes as well. Get us on any of your mobile devices. It's all about the cloud, baby. So since you guys are drinking your water, we know for a fact we don't have anything more on this division. Class dismissed.